Well, I need you to pray about a number of things, good things that are happening through the ministry. Our gap year students are leaving in a few days for Turkey, visiting the churches that Paul established, and it's going to be a life-changing experience for them. I leave on the 12th for Israel. We got 28 people traveling with us. Look forward to a great time. We got another trip coming up in October, so if you haven't been, I hope you'll consider joining us for that trip. And then our Valentine's getaway weekend at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. Now, we've got it all lined up, and we'd love for you to come over and experience. It's going to be a wonderful time. We've got a good speaker, and it's going to be a fun getaway weekend. If you've never been to the Lodestar Mountain Inn, I hope you'll come. But main thing, pray. We need you to pray for next year's students. We're recruiting hard for our fifth group of students that will be with us at the Lodestar Mountain Inn, Lodestar Gap Year. If you have a high school graduate that's not really sure what their next step is, this is really a year like no other, and I want to encourage you to come over and let them look at it, let them experience hanging out with the students, and we'd love for them to be a part of our next class, which will start in August. So we need to get you signed up. It's filling up, and we only have so many spaces left. And if you've got somebody that you think would benefit from this, call my office and plan to come over and at least visit and let your students check it out. It really is a year like no other. Get 27 hours of college credit through Lancaster Bible College. And I just want to encourage you to check it out. So thanks so much for praying. Thanks for all that you've done to help make this ministry what it is today. I covet your prayers, covet your friendship, and pray for us as we'll be in Israel in a few days. God bless, and thanks for listening in.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
I got a question for you on this first day of February. Do you ever get just surprised by joy? I had a surprise this morning. I like to call it my surprise by joy. A friend of mine had given me a book. I had it on my to-read list, and I picked it up this morning, and I was thumbing through it, and out dropped this card that said, "Stephen, crowned one. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Of course, that's found in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And it just made my day. I mean, it's morning right now where I am, but it has sort of set the pace for a great day. And it just made me smile that a friend thought enough about me to put this, sort of tuck it in the center of the book, that I would find it one day. It just made me smile. I felt like I'm a crowned one today. I got a question for you. Do you know that God's thinking about you? That's what Jeremiah 29:11 says. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. I love that translation. What do you think God's thinking about you today? Well, He is thinking about you. He thinks you're special. He created you for eternity, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. He's thinking about you. So whatever you're going through right now, I want you to just pause for a moment and let yourself be embraced by the love of God and realize that He's thinking about you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. God bless you. Look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.